views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 25th of August, 2026, and you are on the clock with Aaron. Children, I got sympathies for you. Children, I got sympathies for you. School almost start, right? You got like one, you got less than a week left. You got to have all the fun you could have at one time and all the preparation, right? That's the most important part. The preparation. See, because if you prepare properly for the first week of school, the stress is going to fall away. Green, that's my name today. Little children, we praying for you, right? We praying that your life is or can be organized in a way that you can make the best of this school experience. Now, there's lots of headlines this morning, but I got a group of people in studio with me, and I needed to talk to them today because they are about to go abroad for international competition, and I want us to hear about what they're doing, but also I want to make a link, right, between what it is they're doing and some of the issues that we're facing today in society, and some we even see in the news. Joining me today, I have representatives from the Bahamas Bodybuilding Wellness Fitness Federation, right? Including the president, Mr. Wellington Katsayers, and representatives from what I'm going to call Team Bahamas. I call them Team Bahamas for international competition, but what they don't know is I am actively recruiting them for my own team. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
How are you all doing?
Top of shop, top shape.
Great. All right. So I'm very interested to hear about this international competition you're about to attend, how you selected the team, who's on the team, what you all expect, like some forecasted outcomes. I want to talk about the connection between the wellness and the fitness in the Bahamas bodybuilding competition, right? Because the vast majority of issues that we are facing in the country stem from antisocial behavior, right? It's antisocial behavior, that's what we call it. And a lot of this behavior happens, right? Not because the people are bad mind, not because the people are criminally minded, they're not invested in crime or being criminals, they're not invested in hurting people, but what we're seeing is a whole lot of people lack this thing we call emotional regulation, right? And that is the ability to acknowledge what you're feeling and then process it appropriately in the space. See, that's what I mean. See, we got a lot of young kids in school. They dealing with all kinds of things. Things that I could say at the age of 50, I did not have to deal with as a child, right? And they may be living in a dynamic where family don't have a car, they have to work and take care of siblings, right? And go to school. And so we put a lot of pressure on them to acknowledge their feelings and then sort of deal with them by not expressing them. It's inappropriate to express the sort of rage that a lot of kids are feeling in school, but guess what? In a gym, with a punching bag, with a coach, with a program, right? A child may find the appropriate space to let go of all of that rage that has been poured into their life.
This is so true.
Definitely. Right? And so that's sort of some of the connections I want to make this morning as we're entering the new school year, right? As we're going off to this competition, and as we face increased, I want to call it violence, increased violence on the road, right? Increased antisocial behavior. And I think that the vast majority, in fact, I'm going to say this, virtually all of us could benefit from bodybuilding.
Definitely.
All of us.
For sure.
Need to add bodybuilding to our health regimen.
I agree.
From the age, I can say, from the age of 5 to 95. Them little babies, they don't need no... You ever see how strong a little baby is?
Yeah.
They don't need the training yet. But from 5 to 95, all of us should be incorporating some element of bodybuilding into our lives. If you saw... Somebody asked me yesterday if I saw the raccoon. I saw the raccoon last night. If you see how fat and chunky this raccoon is, right? This ain't a quick yeet. You can't just kick this raccoon across the road. You can pick this raccoon up. Mm-hmm. Bend your knees properly. And deadlift him in the air and then toss him. Fatty, fatty. I got to get my bodybuilding up. So, Mr. Sayers?
I know you're well versed for that. What type of food do they eat?
So raccoons like fruit. Uh-huh. They like unprepared. Yeah. Don't serve it on the ground, right? If it have a hole in it already, they don't want it. They want fruit off the tree. They'll eat avocado. Avocado is a fruit. It's not necessarily a sweet fruit. They'll eat avocado. Some the raccoons that live in my neighborhood do not eat soursop.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why. I mean, hopefully it's a treaty. They keep the sugar, the dillies, which are bad for us, and we get the soursop that's good for us.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But raccoons are not limited to fruit. That's their preference,
they're
right?
Omnivores.
That's their preference. If they find a good garbage bin with a whole bunch of snacks in it, and they like the smell of fish. So when you are disposing of your sardine cans, your tuna and mackerel cans, you need to wash them out or you will attract the raccoon to your yard. Right? They're just like us. Mm-hmm. They're just like us. Right? Except we reverse it. Like we prefer snack food, but if we have to eat a fruit, we'll eat it. Right? We used to be like that.
Yeah.
So Mr. Sayers, introduce me to the two representatives from Team Bahamas here today.
We have Mr. Blue here. Coincidentally, he's named by the Blue Hill Road, not Blue Hill Road, B-L-U-E, but Belu, Mr. Belu.
Okay.
That's how you pronounce it, right?
It's Belu.
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 Okay.
Come closer to the mic.
Yeah, come very close to the mic.
It's Belu.
All right. Good morning, sir. Say that again.
Belu.
That's your performance name.
Yes.
All right.
No, that's your last name.
That's your last name. Mr. Belu.
That's my title.
Mr. Belu. All right. It's a pleasure to meet you now. First question, do you lift up small cars?
Once or twice.
All right. I mean, because as a routine, I'm hiring for my security team, right? And we ain't waiting on no tow truck. We lifting up your car and putting it where it need to be. There you go. And to my right?
Rashad Cunningham.
Rashad?
Yes, Rashad. Moss Cunningham.
The Rashad Cunningham.
Yes.
Wow.
I heard about you.
Oh, jeez.
In the bushes with the raccoons.
My God.
They scared of you. They scared of you, sir.
He's involved in multiple sports. That's why.
All right. So,
as a matter of fact, he played a lot of different roles on his team also.
Okay. So let's talk about it. Let's start with you, Mr. Cunningham.
Okay.
What discipline are you competing in the tournament? What disciplines do you normally compete in? And what other roles do you hold or you carry out on the team?
Okay. So first of all, I just would like to say that I'm very grateful for this opportunity. For this particular CACs, I will be competing in bodybuilding, men's fitness, and the Fit Challenge, which I won here locally at home. I am involved in gymnastics. I actually own a gymnastics school that's not very far from me. It's actually next door.
Okay.
I am also one of the national coaches for gymnastics for the CARIFTA team.
Mm-hmm.
And I am also the secretary general for the BBWFF.
All right. Now, you are a gymnastics coach. You own a gymnasium for gymnastics.
I do.
Do you practice gymnastics?
I still do.
So you was one of them little buddy them who's on the beach when we was little, running and flipping and running?
That's me.
Look here, parents.
You can flip now.
Parents, see? Because when we was young, my mommy, especially my grammy, she's like, so because the little children out there flipping and landing on their head, you going to go flip and land on your head too? And I realized she was correct. I was a little chunky. She knew I was going to land on my head if I tried that. But that summertime, weekend, after school pastime of flipping and jumping has led you to a career.
Definitely.
Right? And ownership of a, what do you call the space that gymnasts train in? Is there a specific name?
No, it's not a specific name. Just a gymnasium.
Okay, in the gymnasium.
Yeah.
Y'all should take that. Y'all should tell the basketball people, get your own name.
That is true.
Gymnasium belongs to the gymnasts.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I don't like them. Okay, Mr. Ballou, what disciplines are you competing in this international competition, and what disciplines do you traditionally compete in?
Now, I'd also like to say that I am very grateful for this opportunity. I'm very excited for what's to come. I will be competing in the junior men's physique and the junior bodybuilding, as well as the senior men's physique and senior open men's bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, that's why I want him on my team, right? He's competing junior and senior. Yeah. I want you to know that this gentleman looks like a very young man, but he has the demeanor of a senior man,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I need that on my team, sir.
I'm also a police officer, as well as my day-to-day. I do a little thing. I'm trying to, currently I'm doing a course for becoming a personal trainer as well.
Awesome. Okay, all right. Awesome. All right. You know, I want to talk about why bodybuilding is important for the whole body,
mm-hmm.
right, for every generation. But before then, let's call off the other team members.
All right. We have the list. Okay, one moment. Uno momento, por favor.
That's all right. I also trying to sneak names, right? So but let's get into it. The personal trainer. I think so many people, right, will better understand the value of bodybuilding if they have a trainer, a personal trainer, that helps them begin the process of hearing your body, understanding your body, understanding what your body is telling you, right? Because so many of us have sort of lived these lives disconnected from our bodies. You get a pain, you take a pain pill. You never consider what are the conditions that cause the headache. Mm-hmm. Or cause the pain.
Yeah.
We just get a pain pill. But let's shoot to the names of the team.
Sure. So the one thing I can say about this team is it's a very multifaceted team.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Miss Tove McDonald, who's from Andres, who will be representing from Andres.
I heard last year that y'all reignited some of the Family Island smaller federation.
So a lot of our Family Island members will be joining us for this particular competition. So mm-hmm. as I would have said, Tove McDonald from Andres, she's going to be a test judge.
Okay.
At CACs, as well as that's the only female fit challenge competitor
All right.
for the Bahamas.
So we have an opportunity to participate in both the sort of the competition and the adjudication
yes.
space
yeah.
as well,
yes.
which builds our capacity to host events at home.
She also holds the role also as a guardian because we have two juniors.
Yeah. Okay.
Female.
All right.
Yeah. And both commanders, by the way.
Yeah, that is true. We do have quite a bit of juniors on this team. So,
all right.
Like my good younger brother over here would have said, he's a junior representing. Then we have two juniors from Andres, Shante Raming, as well as Tyler Pratt. They're
okay.
both going to be junior bikini.
All right.
And they're also going to, much like Nathario, they're going to compete in the open bikini
mm-hmm.
as well as the fit model.
Okay.
So we also have Judah Forbes, who is opens men physique, as well as he's doing a fit pair. Fit pair is one of the most unique disciplines within the competition because a male and a female from two different classes and categories come together to perform one beautiful routine in hopes of capturing the gold medal.
Now, what does a routine look like? It's a series of movements coordinated,
yes. Yeah.
choreographed together?
It's a series of movement and poses that has to flow very well. So you have to work really closely with your partner to make it look seamless, but also very beautiful. Because you know within bodybuilding, all of our bodies are different.
Yes.
It looks different. It's shaped different. So you somehow have to amalgamate all of that into one where both you and your female partner look like one big happy couple.
All right. I like it because there's a lot of sort of what we would call sort of soft or small skills, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the body control and stopping the body and
mm-hmm.
hitting the pose at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And spatial awareness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And body control, body discipline. I see our kids.
That division is a beautiful division. They just started that about 2 to 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other place where we see something like that is when military parades.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When we see the precise and succinct coordination of 100, right? In China, you're talking about 20,000 officers. Here,
mm-hmm.
you're talking about 100 officers all moving in sync
mm-hmm.
together, choreographed. The discipline, the spatial awareness, and the sort of harmony and synchronization of
mm-hmm.
a team,
mm-hmm.
right? these are skills that young people would definitely benefit from as they're moving into adulthood.
I'd also like to add to what Mr. Cunningham is saying, that we have, for the first time now, because last year we only had one bodybuilder, which was what? Auric Nesbitt.
Yes.
And now this time we have four bodybuilders.
Okay, who are the bodybuilders?
Myself.
On my team?
my brother over here.
If the police will excuse him to be on my team, surely.
Then we have, as he would have said, Mr. Auric Nesbitt, who's from Freeport, Grand Bahama.
All right.
And then we
have Freeport.
You from Freeport too, eh?
Oh, jeez.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Second city in the house.
Yes, yes.
And then we have another newcomer who's also a junior, Kiri Amdeel. He will be joining Nathario with the junior bodybuilding, junior men's physique, open bodybuilding, and open men's physique as well.
Okay.
And I think we're only missing one name from this team, and that would be George Wilson. George is absolutely amazing, very warm person, individual. Mm-hmm. He is doing open men's physique, fit pair, and he's also doing fit model.
Okay.
And I think we're missing somebody
else. Elgin Gibson.
Elton Gibson and Alexander.
Right.
Alexander Kemp will be doing the Fit Challenge. He will also be doing the Fit Model. I think Alex has the most categories out of everybody he's going to be. And he's, Alex is an incredible athlete that represents the Bombers. He's been doing it for years now.
Coincidentally, though, we have Alex really on edge because right now he's about to have a baby.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, his wife is pregnant. She's expected any day now. So any it's a possibility he might.
But he's training for the fit competition, right?
Yes.
That's the one where you have to pick up the pregnant wife to take her to the hospital.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes, ma'am.
And put it in the car. Definitely. And then the car break down.
Definitely.
So you just pick up the whole car.
And just walk
And just take them all to the hospital one time.
They always like to say she's having a baby. No, they're having a baby to get a husband and wife.
Yeah, yeah. So we understand why he needs to be there.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, yeah. We're not going to discount that.
No, not at all.
At all. So y'all have an alternative for him if he can't make it?
Yes.
Okay, good stuff.
We're looking at it right now.
Yeah, men's fitness is definitely the category that I was introduced to because of this man right here.
Okay.
Coming into bodybuilding, it's kind of the most weirdest thing that I've ever done. I've always been into fitness because, like I would have said, I was a gymnast. I represented the Bahamas in several major competitions and therefore transitioned to becoming a coach and then was introduced to the sport because I've always loved bodybuilding and how the way they look. And I was like, I want to look like that.
Yeah.
But yet again, like I said earlier, everybody's body is shaped different and we look different. So I know for sure I will not look like my brother. He's not going to look like me, but I can be the best version of myself.
It's like, because I'm size Andrus, but I know I don't look like the competitors y'all have coming out of Andrus for this competition. Mm-hmm. All right, so quick question. Which competition is about picking up small cars and throwing them in the bush? I know it's not strongman competition.
That'll be the fit challenge.
Okay, and what do you do in the fit challenge?
So the fit challenge consists of six apparatus or six different various exercises. You have 2 minutes on, 2 minutes off, which goes by very quickly.
Yeah.
And you have to complete a certain amount of reps, as much reps you can, before that 2 minutes is up. So there are three male competitors from here that would have competed. It would have been myself, Alex, and
Elgin. Gibson, Mr. Gibson
and
EJ.
Elgin. Well, I went last. I like to go last.
He's coming from Bimini, by
Yeah, he's
way.
Coming from Bimini.
Tomorrow.
So we do have, like I said, we do have a good representation from
Bimini don't have a bridge. When they get moved, the fire truck side to the other, go in the water and pick it up.
Yep.
Pick it up and just walk across.
I just carry it. So Elgin would have been the driving force for why I'm doing the fit challenge now, because Elgin's score was like 338. Mm-hmm. And I ended up with like 347 because of him, because it's that natural camaraderie with everybody. So the fit challenge would be the closest thing to picking up a small car.
All right, I got you. Does bodybuilding translate to fighting strength?
To a certain aspect, because bodybuilding, in my opinion, is a sport of all sports.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All sports have to come to bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And bodybuilding is not only for the physical aspect, but the spiritual aspect. You got your mind together.
Yeah.
The physical, everything. Right. Everything falls to bodybuilding.
So whatever you're doing, it has to have a foundation of bodybuilding.
Now people are intimidated by the word bodybuilding. We mean building the body as a whole, not just building the body muscle wise,
right.
Strength wise, your spirit, your energy, your spiritual, whole body as one.
Especially females, because when females hear the word bodybuilding, they assume they're going to have these really big bulging muscles and look like a man, and that's really not what bodybuilding is. And much like President Kat would have said, it's about the spiritual, the mental, and the overall health and look of the body.
All right. I got the phone line going. Let's go to the phone line, and then we go to you, Mr. Blue. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Rhythm, I ask your guest, right? If I could call one of them when one of them is small, I'll do a parcel. Park on side of my car, park by, so they can just pick up the car and just throw it straight across the next side of the room.
Right.
No problem. Listen, if you need the car, it'll be moved. Me and Nathaniel will be there in no time. The parcel's easy to move. I sure I can pick up a parcel by myself.
Second thing, right? Yes, you cannot row into the competition because Marley won't enter my grid. After the argument last night, I sure she's the strongest row in Arsenal.
Marley, listen, you could call my number personally. It's 557-2600. I'm not ashamed to bring that number up. You get in shape.
There you go.
And third thing, right? Mm-hmm. I won't be a bodybuilder, right? But I ain't wearing them small pants.
No, we got some long coincidentally.
I am a Bahamian man, so I bless in Satan area.
Listen.
Well, the good thing is I can say you don't have to, even in bodybuilding, there are different categories within bodybuilding, so you don't have to wear what people call a jockey.
Speedo.
It's a Speedo, but you don't have to wear that. There's also another category called men's physique and men's muscular physique, and they actually wear a beach trunks. So it's almost like the pretty boy beach body type feel and look. So if you don't necessarily want to do that, you can definitely do that because we have a few competitors like George Wilson and Judah Forbes that will be competing in the Open's men's physique. So check it out on YouTube. Check out men's physique and you'll see exactly what it's about because you won't be wearing the jockey, the Speedo.
Listen, what I appreciate, right, is that while you was cracking a joke, cousin, right, emotional regulation is tied to fitness and wellness, right? And sometimes we get rage trapped in our bodies. We get emotions trapped in our bodies and we don't understand that physical activity, right, like physical exertion is what helps us to process
definitely
these emotions that get trapped in our body. So when Cunningham say, look, bring her to the gym, what he meant was the both of you come to the gym.
Definitely.
Both of you train, right? Because you don't want her to think it's a punishment for her behavior towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Both of you commit to the shift in your physical life and your physical activity. And then sign them up for the coordinated rowing. What, the one where you do the man and the woman do it together? The coordinating fitness rowing competition.
And like you said earlier, too, this is a broad aspect all around. We will not forget, actually, Mr. Henrik Sands, who's also be going as a judge.
Yes.
Just recently got his judging card. We had 5 new judges since I came to office. So we are making sure we have the foundation ready for the whole thing. So not just bodybuilding itself, but the bottom line people don't talk about is the judges, etc. So we have a lot of local judges, new local judges. Now Mr. Henrik Sands, who's also an IT man, will also be representing the Bahamas as a judge.
Definitely. All right. This is awesome. This is awesome. Like I said, building capacity.
And our team manager, Dr. Remington Rule.
Okay, team manager.
How he's
manage all of y'all?
He's doing well.
Yeah, he does a good job.
We got a new national coach here also, Mr. Glenn Stubbs.
Yeah. Okay, congratulations to the Federation.
Hey, coach.
All right. So who manages the food? Who pays for the food? Surely y'all will be eating a lot of food in these training.
He's going to pay for the food.
I love my belly, mom. So the food, I got the food. Right. I love my belly.
Because you can't travel with Bahamians.
Oh, no.
And you buy a big plate just for you, one, and then keep everybody else on the budget. We sharing.
Funny you mentioned food, because that's all I could think about right up and now.
Right. How much food do you consume, sir? Oh, calories or food do you consume on a daily basis?
Well, I'm currently cutting because, you know, the competition in a few days, I've been consuming 1,200 calories a day. So
what?
As you may know,
it's really low.
Hungry over here.
Listen, I just need you all to understand something. 2,000 calories a day is supposed to be my max. Right? And given the amount of exertion, if I'm not out picking fruit, right, then I would say I drop it down to 1,800 to 1,500 a day, right? That's 12,000 is six. Would you say
1,200.
Oh, only 1,200? That's all you've eaten?
Yeah, I'm at 1,700. I'm about to drop that now for these last couple of days.
So that you can burn off any excess fat
and
create that look, the skin and muscle.
Both of their calorie counts does not add up to what I need right now. 3,500 calories equal to 1 pound, 1 fat pound. So I am at 3,500. And I still small.
Yeah.
So I don't know where their food is going.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow. Bodybuilding as a tool for longevity.
Yes.
For sustained mobility.
Yeah.
Especially as you reach in geriatric age, bodybuilding.
You ain't reached it yet, man.
I plan on getting there.
Uh-huh.
And when I get there, I'm going to be fit. See, when I get to, like, say, I have a neighbor and a Ganep tree. And the day before her birthday, she pulled that truck up under my Ganep tree. I mean, technically our Ganep tree. She jumped on the back of the truck.
Uh-huh. Oh, jeez.
And jumped on the cab, the top of the cab,
uh-huh,
to go pick Ganep at 69. I want to be like her.
I got you.
If I didn't love you,
uh-huh,
I would love you anyhow because my grandmother loved you. My grandmother, inside, she had right for that. She been here 90 years on the street.
Yeah.
So if anybody says she love, I love.
Well, listen.
And you're one of them.
Tell Grammy I love her too.
She never see her face. She just like,
love you, Grammy.
And Grammy, as I'm looking at your grandson's face, I know you picked them all up when they was little. You picked them up and threw them in the tub. Picked them up and threw them in the bed.
She did a workout for this morning, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did a workout. 20 minutes workout she did for the day.
Just very quickly, before we get back to the text line, right? Give me, like, so first of all, I know at any age you can work out.
Yes.
And even with physical limitations, like when I broke my foot, broke my ankle,
uh-huh,
the doctor say, look, I know you're injured, but you need to maintain your mobility. Because if you lose, yes, your mobility during this injury, it's going to be very difficult to get it back.
Yeah.
Right? Sitting in the chair, what could I do at 80? What's a sort of bodybuilding thing I could do at 80?
What you could do at 80, you could do at 17.
Yep.
Your age doesn't limit you to what you can and can't do.
Okay.
And I say that as an example because my grandmother is 88 years old,
mm-hmm,
and my grandmother can outwalk me. Like, she walks at least 6 or 7 miles a day.
Yeah.
And that is extraordinary. So at the end of the day, when we spoke about the mental, mm-hmm, capacity and mental ability, is what you make up in your mind you want to do. And even when you speak about people that may have physical challenges where they may have lost the use of their lower half, they still have the ability to use their top half. So I've seen competitors that are in wheelchairs and have their weights in their hands still pumping iron. No. They still could do their chest press and the shoulder press.
You see them doing pull-ups.
And pull-ups, yes, with the wheelchair. Yes, yes, so at the end of the day, you move what you can move, and your mind makes up what happens.
In fact, as you begin working out, it's not just your body that's working out. Your brain begins working
exactly
out.
Exactly.
And the emotional regulation, every morning it's easier to get up to do that workout.
Coincidentally, my grandmother, right now, she don't know how to use the phone effectively like we do. If I have to dial your number now, I can look at your name, Miss Green,
mm-hmm,
and dial the number. Same thing with him and him. My grandmother, I can go to her right now and say, what's my brother number?
She can remember that.
Straight out of the head. Mm-hmm. That's what we used to do 15 mm-hmm years ago. We used to remember like 30, 15 numbers.
Yeah.
Now these things making us dumb.
1696, right? And to whoever was stalking me and caused me had to change my number that I had for my whole life, I'm so mad. I'm more mad at that than I am at the stalking. I need some emotional regulation. Mr. Baloo.
Yeah, well, whilst we're on the topic of physical limitations, I have a roommate and he had injured his arm, and as soon as he recovered, he didn't let that stop him from remaining fit and staying in the gym and mm-hmm doing whatever it is he can do
mm-hmm
to remain and maintain the muscle that is there, you see. So no matter what it is, for the most part, you can always make something happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's almost no excuse as to why
definitely
you're not into fitness. You don't have to be the gym. Mm-hmm. Once you're doing something, you know what I mean?
Because as soon as they pass the Child Care Protection Act, a lot of Grammys rest, they slap in hand. They just put it back in the chamber, they rest, they slap in hand. But Grammy,
you need them to resurrect that.
Yes, I can need you to. Not for the children. Sometimes you'll just stun a robber, you know, Grammy, if they try to rob you. Just give them the things and all the prayers. Give them the things and all the prayers,
that's
right?
That's all she giving them. She only start praying.
Right? Give them the things and all the prayers. But you can slap a mosquito. You may have to slap a mango out the tree.
That is true.
You know, I mean, don't slap the raccoon. The raccoon will tempt you, but don't slap the raccoon.
No.
But even Grammy's slapping arm, she need to keep that strong.
Yeah.
She never know what she will need it for
yeah
in the future.
And you know, a lot of times when people, especially the old, I'm always very nervous for the older generation. Because when they were young, they were so active. And when they become old, I know different things set in that kind of limits them a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But when they completely stop, and I saw that happen to my uncle, God rest his soul. he had goats that he chased all the time while I was a child.
Yeah.
And as he got older and he retired, he just shriveled up like really quickly, and then like shortly after that he passed.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to encourage the general population, those that are listening by the airwaves, to get up and move. It does, like Baloo said, it doesn't have to be in the gym.
Yeah.
Walking is a great form of cardio, yeah. A great form of cardiovascular health.
We've as we go to the break, we've allowed this sort of modern dispensation, mm-hmm. right, to shift how we live without us properly examining the value and the benefit mm-hmm. of the things that we had to do before,
yes.
right? And so we sit here in this modern world with AC and car and not understanding that there are people in countries we say are less developed than ours
mm-hmm.
who have better quality of life, are living longer than we're living with less pain and
yep.
more comfort
yep.
because in actuality, they've been forced to do the things that keep you stronger, longer, and without AC, without stress. We're going to a break. On the other side of the break, we're going to get to the text. One of your cousins watching you, sir.
Really?
Yeah. We're going to get you and them on my security team
oh
on
boy.
The other side of the break. Stay tuned. On the Clock with Aaron Green, Guardian 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Good one, good one, good All stuff.
Right. We got a ton.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Croc Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine. And treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
Good morning.
Groundless is what I love the most.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. I don't know if you all caught that, right? They got the gentleman, he said it. Wellness is what he cares about the most, because you can't have fitness without wellness. And what the fitness does is it creates an environment for wellness, right?
Yep.
An environment where it is easier for you to maintain wellness, easier for you to maintain mental and physical balance, because we think there's a separation between the mental and the physical, right? But mental is chemical, and all of it has to do with body wellness, right? Let's go to the text line. There, people who are eager to talk to you guys this morning. Texter, I'm going to get to your text in a moment. Good day. Strength training is very essential, especially after 35 years old and your body starts to lose muscle at an accelerated rate after that. You strength train for the day when you turn 85 and want to get up from the toilet and not have to ask anyone for help. It makes sure you can be independent when you join the 3 Score and 10 gang. This is very important.
Very.
See, yep. Because we have a generation, I call them the 3 Score and 10 gang, mm-hmm. who mentally, they are desperately holding on to power. They want to be in charge and they want to be in control, mm-hmm. right? But you can't be in charge if you can't be in control.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be in control if you don't have the physical strength or wellness. See, my Grammy, every Sunday we used to ask her, where you going? Can we go with you? And she'd leave her own house. She'd leave her own house after Sunday dinner. And she'd say, no, I go into the corner bar. And I know when she was no longer able to drive herself, it hit her because of the loss of autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be strong enough to tell them, Chiron, listen, you got my cell phone number. You got my location on. I'm going to go catch this bus. Yes, I'm going gallivanting. I tell you, buy me the tracker, right? Like, I tell you, buy me the tracker. Yes, I go in gallivanting. No, I don't want to tell you where I'm going. Is your parent, right? But you have to have the physical strength to be able to move like that. And so for the 3 Score and 10 gang, it's not being nobody rowing you.
Yeah.
Right? We're trying to show you, if you want to maintain the control and in charge, you got to maintain the strength. And it's not hard to do at all. Yeah. Is there a space sort of dedicated to or specific for older persons to begin this strength training?
Yes, it is. We have numerous gyms on the island, and, mm-hmm. and their personal trainers all around willing to help.
All right.
Yeah, willing to help.
Mr. Ballou, give them your information, and then I'm going to go to the phone line. You say you're doing your personal training certification work now, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
You can hit me up at 807-4712, and I'll be there for you.
All right, Mr. Ballou is a police officer, right? And so I feel comfortable having him share his number
for
people who are looking to begin this journey in a more Definitely. Personal space.
I could help you with not only just the fitness aspect, but also the diet aspect, which is
nutrition.
Which is nutrition, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Which is, I would argue, even more important than the fitness itself.
Definitely.
I got you.
And micronutrients is very important.
Yeah, because you look here, I think my Grammy only listened to police and a pastor. There's only two people she listened to, police and a pastor. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
My lady, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Oh, good. Mr. Balloon.
Yes, sir.
Well, aren't you with you? Sound strong, yes, sir. Mr. Balloon.
Yes, sir. Speak up a little for me. He could hear you.
Okay, he could hear me.
Yes, sir.
Now, this name, I'm going to call and tell me if they're related to you. Alfonso Ballou, Bernard Ballou, Everett Ballou.
Alfonso, Bernard, and Everett Ballou. Are you related? Are you aware of any relation to them?
No, sir, I'm not aware. My family is from Abaco, so if they ain't from Abaco, I'm not necessarily familiar with them.
Well, now you can write these names down. Alfonso, Bernard, and Everest, you said, sir?
Yes, lady.
How you know them?
Oh, we grew up on Mastic Point together.
In Mastic Point, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's North Andrews.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, you know, one of the most fascinating things about this country is the internal migration and how families and family names move throughout the islands. Everybody thinks you come to Nassau, but family islanders have been migrating between family islands for decades.
Definitely.
Thank you, sir. On the last note before you go, somebody pick up my box of sweet tamarind and go on with them, sir. They must see was strong. Somebody take them. Okay, let's get back to the text line. And that is a gentleman, right? In his, I want to say later years, maybe 70s going into 80s, who carries himself, right? And you can see he maintains his body so that he could do that. Let's go to the phone line again. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, good morning. Good morning to all the guests in the studio.
Yes, sir.
I love what I'm hearing. Here's one that I want to put for your guests.
Mm-hmm.
We have two things. Firstly, are there any program developed specifically for seniors, especially the retirees? And let me tell you what I mean by that. My father was a bodybuilder for most of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed, or we noticed after he retired, you know, you start to slow down, you stop doing some of the things that you used to do.
Mm-hmm.
I find that when you just have the notion to just, hey, now I'm retired, I'm laying down, I'm going to watch TV all day, there's hardly any movement, you know, you're so active in using your brain all your life and everything,
mm-hmm.
just lay there, I find that you actually shorten your lifespan
mm-hmm.
by doing that, because then you start to lose purpose. Are there any programs that you guys have developed specifically for seniors, especially those of retirement age? My second point here is in terms of persons into strength training, and this is something that I asked one or two gyms before. Yes, I know that the personal trainer has to make his own personal money, but if I'm a beginner and I want to learn routines on how to either get into strength training or bodybuilding or whatever, I've already paid for that aspect of it. I have to pay a second price just for the personal trainer. Do you guys have programs where perhaps for the beginner, until the beginner gets the program on how to do things on his own and he has the confidence to do it? Do you have programs like that where he does not have to pay an additional arm and a leg just to get that program started? Thanks for taking my call, Aaron. I'll continue to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can answer the second question. I'll answer the first one.
Most gyms has, they're all around. They have individuals who, that's what they do for a living. They're a personal trainer. Like you go to the doctor, you're not going to get a prescription alone without actually paying a price to see the doctor. So, I mean, but Ironman Gym has a program that deals with mm-hmm. Elderly persons. The number one elderly person in there is 90 years old, and that's my mother.
All mm-hmm. right. Okay. Mr. Cunningham and then Mr. Blue.
So, for the second question, caller, thank you for that. I operate at a two gyms. Much like Nathario, I am also looking for my personal trainer certificate as well. I prefer youth fitness, though, than dealing with older people because I'm a gymnastics coach, deal with kids all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
However, if I'm in the gym and someone needs some assistance, I don't mind helping and lending assistance because I don't want to see people get hurt mm-hmm. at the end of the day. Because you can get hurt very easily in the gym doing what you see other people doing, but not understanding, knowing how to properly facilitate that movement.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm in the gym, I'm different from other people. I would definitely help you out, or help anyone out for that matter, if they need to understand programming and how to get into the gym. So that's something that I would do.
Right, because I don't want to stop the older people from jumping to conclusions. I just want them to make the proper leap and don't hurt yourself while you're doing it.
Yeah.
But we can't forget, though, social media these days. Right now, you have your smart TV. You could go to YouTube and they have points of things. For, I mean, calisthenics.
Yeah, as well.
You don't need no weight for the older people. You just need to get, like you were saying, talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to get up out of their chairs.
Yeah, also, I'd like to say that's what I believe a personal trainer is, though. You come to the person, they teach you what you need to know, and after a certain period of time, you should be learning to the point where you don't necessarily need them anymore.
Or every session.
Right.
Yeah,
so that's really what a personal trainer is. If you have to keep going back to your personal trainer after a certain amount of time, something mean, right.
Or they run in a different type of program, right?
Yeah.
Or you are not good on your discipline.
Right.
Right? Like, it's like the
most
small...
Most of the time, that's what it is.
It's a small car phenomenon.
You need extra push. You need extra push.
I see that two different ways, but okay.
But people who manage...
You're right, actually. Yeah. I know you say you're right.
But there's some people who may need the constant, right? And then there are people who should... The problem isn't what they eat or the exercise. It's the lack of discipline.
Yeah.
And what I'm really trying to prepare you for as a personal trainer is your own emotional regulation. You know you need to get up at 4 to complete this workout so that you can get the rest of your mm-hmm. day started and get to work on time. Don't go to work and then make people think like your personal trainer holding you back. No, it's your own lack of discipline that's led you to all of the issues, not just in your body, but mm-hmm. in the workplace, in the family life.
Entire life.
And so I agree, a personal trainer is great, but at some point, you should be able to do this on your own without the personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to the text line again. Mr. Cunningham, where is your gym?
It's actually adjacent to the Guardian.
Right, so
it's through the alleyway where Little Caesars is and the Guardian is. It's at the very back to the right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I know a lot of children, the parents turn through there and drive right past Little Caesars and the children go like, oh my, where we going?
Yeah.
And you let them know you could only get that after you work out, right? Yeah. Snacks and treats are for after you've put in the hard work.
And most of my gymnasts don't even eat Little Caesars. They're sort of kind of not allowed in a way. Because as gymnasts, you have to keep your body in a certain way. And we are a body positive gym. So even if you are on the chunkier side, it's okay. But we try to encourage our gymnasts because we have both children, gymnasts, as well as adults. Mm-hmm. So I have a few adults that I also had to say, hey, you can't always be eating fast food all the time.
And I think a good rule is, can you pick up your own weight?
Exactly.
See, for me, as a woman, right, who is not the most feminine woman, I'd be thinking about scenarios, right? You know why I don't live a life of crime? Because I can't lift my own weight. I want you all, if Jesus ain't stopping you from criming, right?
Yeah.
If your commitment to society, your love for your parents ain't stopping you from criming, then let logic stop you from criming.
Yeah.
If you cannot lift your own body weight, you have no... Listen, pick one struggle. You can't be lazy and a criminal at the same time.
No.
Right? So, young people, I want you to understand that. Don't be like this by them. If you can't lift your own body weight, you can't be fighting nobody.
Especially when you got Nathario on the force running by you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Don't let me hold you.
Listen, I want you all to understand that Mr. Baloo and Mr. Cunningham are different sizes, different body frames, right? I scared of Mr. Baloo. Why he look like, why he chasing you? He gonna pick up a small child or a pot cake as he's running and pork you with it. And then catch up to you and catch the pot cake before it hit the ground and snatch you the same time. Don't be criming, man. Number one, definitely don't be criming if you cannot manage your own body. Because here's why. Because then you get desperate.
Yes.
And then you get reckless, right? I'm not endorsing criminality, but for God's sake, the type of criminality where you just spill over on everybody everywhere because you are actually a coward, right?
Yep. Yeah.
This is the most detrimental type, and that's what we're trying to stamp out, pun intended. Let's go to the text line. There's a young man at the light of the Mall of Marathon in East West Highway that does a lot of flips and gymnastic moves. They need to find him. He has a lot of talent.
I have been looking for that young man for the longest. Every time I go out there, I don't see him.
All right, so here's what we, to the general public, we need to channel this energy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we're not locking the boy up, but we need him to know that it is reckless. You can't be out on the road doing that. And if you're trying to get attention, you got their attention. So we need you to report to the gymnasium Airborne by Little Gymnastics. Caesars and the Guardian.
Airborne Gymnastics and Fitness Club.
All right, what time y'all open?
4:30 to 7:30, Monday to Friday.
Bro, flip your way right there on the sidewalk. On the sidewalk. All right, the text here that says, is it gymnast or gymnastics that he teaches or both? Isn't it the same? The people are gymnasts and the discipline is gymnastics.
Yeah.
All right, here's another text. I heard through the love vine that because, you know, the man, I'm scared of me. If I really want the one I want, I got to be able to pick him up. That you will be getting into bodybuilding so that you can wrestle the raccoons in your backyard and also compete against the Chikchanis. The Chikchanis always work out in the bush.
My God.
See, that's what I'm scared of, right?
Chikchani.
And the raccoon, because I see them working out in the bush. There's a discipline that's a natural physical fitness. You don't use any gym equipment. It's whatever you find in the environment that you're working out in that you use, right, as your equipment. I see the raccoons and the Chikchanis in the bush working out. I scared it. See, y'all think it's the biggest boy who could do you in. It's never the biggest boy who could do you in.
Nope.
It's always the person who has the best muscle to force ratio that's going to do you in. And that's why I'm scared of Mr. Baloo. Because I like fighting. He like, and he like, stop fight, man. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron Coe.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm fine. I just tuned in, and I heard you talking about gymnastics. I wanted to find out how old would a child have to be in order to start?
Well, we start from one years old all the way up to adult.
Okay, because I have a grandbaby.
Mm-hmm.
She's only 2 months, but her mother is on my case to bring her there to find out how soon can she get started with you guys.
10 months.
She's how old? 10 months?
2 months.
Oh, 2 months.
No.
See, but what she's saying uh-huh. is the baby is only 2 months in this world.
Yeah, yeah.
But it had 9 months in the belly.
Yeah.
And they've been doing gymnastics in there.
Yeah,
so she knows.
I'll tell you what. Once she begins walking, bring her. Because we do have a mommy and me class or grandma and me class or granddad and me class. And we can get her started because the earlier, the better.
That's what she was saying. She said the earlier, the better. So, yeah, I'll let her know what you guys think.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you so much.
A mommy and me and a grandma. Listen.
Yeah, Aaron could sit in for me.
Okay. Even for young children, body positivity, right?
Mm-hmm.
It comes with understanding what your body can do. So like you said, you don't turn away girls or women who are a bit on the heavier side.
Mm-hmm.
Because I understand it's about strength and body control,
mm-hmm.
right? That's what we're focused on. Not if you're too chunky, but whether you... I'm size Andrus, but can I handle size Andrus in my own body is what's most important. Do I have the core strength to keep myself upright, mobile? You know, we're not just going to the break, gentlemen. This is the end of the show. So tell us, give us where you're going to compete and when do you leave?
We are competing in Guatemala and we leave on Thursday. And before the show wraps up, if you would like to sew into the Bodybuilding Wellness, Fitness and Wellness Federation, you can sew into Bank of the Bahamas, branch John F. Kennedy Drive. The account number is 555-000-59822. One more time, 555-000-59822. Any donation would be greatly appreciated as we go to represent our Bahamas and bring home the gold.
Right. And this is not just the Bodybuilding Federation. Bahamas Bodybuilding Wellness and Fitness Federation is not just about competition.
No,
it's not just about wellness. Winning on the stage. It's about wellness and yep. winning at
Definitely.
Life. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
And
thank you,
to the three score and 10 gang,
mm-hmm.
this is a part of the conversation we're having about the older person's care bill, right? It's about building national and public platforms to ensure that you get what you need. And even at 85, you need fitness and wellness. Thank you, gentlemen. I'm going back to the gym and start training.
Let's
okay.
do it.
I got put two small cars in a trench coat.
I got you.
So it looked like a regular car and then pick it up and throw it.
Yeah.
You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.